Ditch unattractive behaviors. One way to figure out the best way to behave is to ask, what would a caveman do? Many anthropologists believe that every single problem in modern society is down to something called instinct mismatch. The instincts that drive most of our behaviors were calibrated a long time ago. Many people don't really like this idea, but not for personal reasons. If you believe that everybody is both driven by instincts beyond their control and selfishly driven by instincts beyond their control, this doesn't allow us a certain kind of behavior. Most everybody has a theory as to why the world is broken, and it always boils down to one group of people who aren't doing what we think they should do. This creates an idea, a very comfortable ego-based idea, that we have some kind of agency over how other people should behave. This allows us to imagine we are superior to them in some way, that we know what they should be doing better than they think what they should be doing. But the idea of selfishly driven instincts removes this. It forces us to realize that nobody does anything because of what a bunch of random people think they should do. Think of this in terms of eating and obesity. Eating and obesity is due to our never-ending hunger, an almost uncontrollable ancient drive. Trying to get other people to lose weight by lecturing them about what they should do will get you hated by everybody. So what happens when you realize that everybody in society is like this? In a very roundabout way, it will make you much more attractive. Suppose you were a cave lady and your cave dude kept coming home empty-handed, but he never accepted responsibility. It was always somebody else's fault. The weather, the gods, the non-human predators. Would this increase or decrease his cave lady's attraction for him? Now consider another cave couple. This guy might not be the best hunter around, but he always takes full responsibility for his results. No matter what happens, he always has the mindset, don't worry, I'll figure out how to get it done. And he wasn't shy about trying and failing, because he knew that the more you tried and failed, the more you learned and the more successful you would become. Now, which modern guy would be more attractive to more modern ladies? The guy who stays safely on the sidelines while hiding behind a bunch of complex and enlightened red pill ideas? Or the guy willing to get in the game and laugh at all the rejections and keep pushing forward? Ditch false excuses, get in the game, and see what happens. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.